Federal Tort Claims Act alongside other potential avenues for relief. And our position is that when officers violate federal constitutional rights, there has to be some way to hold them accountable in court. Otherwise, our rights are simply illusory.
I want to thank you both for being with us. Marie Miller with the Institute for Justice and George Redis, 25-year-old U.S. citizen, U.S. Army veteran, worked as a security guard and was taken by ICE and held incommunicado for 3 days and nights. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
time, after all is said and
but you swear to God, we pick them up like someone dropped them W. Some come easy, some don't. But when I'm completely alone, I can feel it coming. I can see it coming. I used to beg a bribe to the kitchen, man. I used to wear rags to elementary. I used to get laughed at, dog. Shouted like a laugh track, dog. Yeah, I can feel it coming. I can see it coming. I tell them easy, we does it. Does it look different when I drop down my wall and get intimate? Or do you like when I call you up to say what's up and barely tell you what I'm thinking? Can you tell already I'm speaking? Ain't the same it was last weekend.
Remember back when I could turn your face, maroon.
I do.
Back when there was only space for two.
I do.
Remember back when we had no nada.
Do you?
Yeah. Back when we had no problems.
Do you?
Oh, what?
Home. I used to have a crush on you. You ain't have to keep it so cutthroat, did you? You done grown up and grown into your once uncomfortable skin. Maybe you ain't gotta hold all that. Maybe you ain't gotta hold all that. Maybe you ain't gotta hold all that in. Would it be easy to love me if I was different? But meant the same to you like a synonym or was similar? So let's meet up and get to kissing and then touching. You remember back when I could make you blush and it was us against.
I remember back when I could turn your face. Oh,
I do.
On space for two. Remember back when we had no nada. Back when we had no problems. Remember back when I could turn your face more room. Back when there was on space for two. Remember back when we had no nada. Back when we had no problems.
Oh, what?
Hey guys, so the songs I just played for you guys were Pilot by Raven Lanae, All About Our Love by Sade, and Maroon by Kevin Abstract and Dominic Fike. And today's episode is going to be about me just playing a bunch of artists with an Aquarius Venus. I have an Aquarius Venus, and I've also just been really interested in learning about astrology lately, and I was really curious on who has the same Venus as me and how I relate to those artists. So Venus is the planet that rules over love, beauty, relationships, and pleasure, and also what brings us joy and how we experience enjoyment in life. And then it also represents beauty, style, and our appreciation for art. It also influences our creative expression. So I feel like it was very relevant to music and musicians and how we relate to them, especially how I enjoy listening to all of these artists. Some of the artists, I am unsure if they have an Aquarius Venus, and those are the Canadian artist. It's very difficult to find Canadian artists with Aquarius Venus. Not a lot of them have their birth charts or famous enough to have their birth charts online, but I made an assumption of people who have a Capricorn Sun, Aquarius Sun, and a Pisces Sun to have an Aquarius Venus for the Canadian ones. The next songs I'm gonna play for you guys are Anything to Say Your Mind by Etta James, Does Your Mama Know About Me by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and Girl from Sedna by Lou, Val, and Vaughn. Hope you guys enjoy those songs. Thank you.
every day I see it grow. And I don't want to let it go.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Anything to Say Your Mind by Etta James, Does Your Mama Know About Me by Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and Girl from Sedna by Lou Val and Vaughn. So I want to talk a little bit about Aquarius Venus and their reputation in the astrology community and how it is not that great in that community. And I can see why, you know, they're known to be detached, and Aquarius also rules Uranus, and Uranus is about unconventional independence and detachment. So having that in your Venus sign, it's not a great mix. But Aquariuses are also a fixed sign, so even though that we are detached and love our independence and our freedom, we could also easily fall in love, I say. Not easily fall in love, but like when we do fall, we fall really fast. And it's like detached to attached, and then it's hard to stay. It's hard to change, I feel like. There has been cases for Aquarius Venuses to be in the wrong in situations. Like, for example, some people have had experiences getting cheated on. I personally have never cheated on anyone, but some people have. So for example, Dominic Fike, he's on this playlist, or he's on this episode, and he has cheated on someone. And then also Bobby Taylor hasn't been the greatest person to children. And notice how I'm only listing men. Anyway, continuing on to the next songs. The next songs are going to be Doomed from the Start by Liza and Glory by Savannah Renee. Then it's going to be Same Old Love, 365 Days a Week by Anita Baker, and A Little Bit of Something is Better Than Nothing by Jean Knight. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
To fate that was crafted, but I don't feel ways anymore. Let it happen, blame it on attraction. We couldn't stop for a moment. We had it all, so I thought. But my darling, ruthless. Break hearts for amusement. Still wanted to pursue it. From the start, we were two. We were looking forward to our support, but fate, I don't.
how you love me. Deserve. No, I got baggage. Tell me I'm the baddest. Only way I leave you is better than your past. You're the first man. I don't have to brace for my heart in case. Treat me like a woman. Depth of this ocean is so deep. Drown you in my potion. You touch me, how you love me. Oh, glory.
so happy, baby. Oh, yes, we were, even though we didn't have much.
The songs I just played for you guys were Doom from the Start by Liza, Glory by Savannah Rae, Same Old Love 365 Days a Week by Anita Baker, and A Little Bit of Something is Better Than Nothing by Gene Knight. And I wanted to talk about Doom from the Start. I feel like being an Aquarius Venus, it is very common to have that type of mindset when it comes to relationships. I feel like we always look at how can we get out of this relationship or like getting into one, because I feel like we have that fear but also avoidant. I feel like in Pilot by Raven Lanae, she talks a little bit about it in the first verse, saying, am I contagious? Am I pushing everyone away? Type B, or like, am I anxious because I'm spiraling or something like that? Along those lines. I'm just paraphrasing, obviously. But yeah, I feel like that's very common to have in as a trait for Aquarius Venus. It's easy to get in our heads because we're air signs, we're very curious, and we intellectualize love, I think. We think a lot about it and how it might not work, or you know, what's going on in my life, how is it going to impact the relationship, or you know, how is it going to change my life, type of thing. And yeah, it is a little selfish, I'd say, when it comes to that type of thing. But we always end up, some of us end up in relationships, and that's just the way it goes, I think. Anyway, the song I played last just now was by Jean Knight, and she has a very similar birth chart to mine. She has a Libra moon, and she has Aquarius Venuses, like, not Aquarius Venus, she has an Aquarius stellium, sorry. She has a Aquarius sun, and then Aquarius Mercury in retrograde, just like mine, and then she has, like, the other ones, I forget. And then the next songs I'm gonna play are Daylight by Harry Styles and Musha Boom by Feist. And Harry Styles also has a Libra Moon and an Aquarius Stellium. And I'm just like, whoa, these two artists literally have a very similar birth chart to me. And then Raven Lanae also has an Aquarius Stellium. Crazy. These artists are just so relatable to me too. I don't know, I was listening to Raven Lanae's album today, Bird's Eye, and I was like, wow, she gets me. And I think it's because of her Aquarius Stellium in her ninth house. Anyway, I'm gonna play the songs now. Hope you guys enjoy.
light, tucked in the woods and out of sight. Talk to the neighbors and tip my cap on a little rug barely on.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Daylight by Harry Styles and Mushaboom by Feist. And the next songs I'm going to play for you guys are If I Should Lose You by Nina Simone and Unforgettable by Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. And Natalie Cole is the daughter of Nat King Cole, as you guys could tell by the last names. And Nina Simone, I was listening to her and I was like, dude, I can't believe she's an Aquarius Venus. Like, this is so awesome. I don't know, just like so many legends on this episode. And I'm just like so grateful that they're so cool. And I feel like you could also tell like how innovative their sound is. Like, it's very ahead of their time type beat. Like Anita Baker and Etta James. Etta James is very, I feel like, ahead of her time. And Raven Lanae even, very like technological type beat, which is associated with Aquarius and like robotic type of vibe. And yeah, I feel like they're very ahead of their time, like their sound. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy the next two songs.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the skies. If I should lose you, sing a lonely refrain, and I would wander around hiding the sound of me. No,
Songs I just played for you guys were If I Should Lose You by Nina Simone and Unforgettable by Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. Very jazzy vibe. And then the next two songs are going to be the last songs I'm going to play for this episode. And they're my favorite songs of this playlist, I'd like to say. If I Should Lose You is also really good, and also Pilot, but then also Anything to Say Your Mind and Maroon and Does Your Mama Know About Me and Daylight. But yeah, obviously I'm biased being an Aquarius Venus, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and learned a little bit about Aquarius Venuses and have a little bit of empathy for Aquarius Venuses. But anyway, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode and hope you guys enjoyed the next two songs. See you in the next episode. Bye! Shoot, I literally forgot to mention what songs I'm gonna play next. Anyway, the next songs I'm gonna play for you guys are Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin and Fairies by Sheepat. Enjoy!
The kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Oh, baby, could we? Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programs.